Dear ones, for this evening's reading, I'd like to turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 25 and read, with God's help, the first 13 verses. Gospel of Matthew chapter 25, the first 13 verses. Evangelia po Mateju 25. Glava, prvi 13 brojeva. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." May God bless our reading. Let us kneel before our Lord in prayer. In the previous chapter, we have Jesus who goes out from the temple, and the disciples came to show him the buildings of the temple, and Jesus tells them, "Is to see not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." And then the disciples asked him, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" And it is upon this question that Jesus responds the rest of chapter 24. And it continues into chapter 25 that we have read. And that's where he says then. So this is another parable that he is giving to describe or to speak to the question that the disciples had of him. He talks about in chapter 24 about the tribulation at the end. He talks about the coming of the Son of Man. He exhorts the disciples to be ready. And in this chapter here, we have the very familiar parable of the wise and foolish virgins. And so Jesus says, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins." And when we consider the 10 virgins, we look at them and we know, we take them as, it can't really be said as the church, because the true definition of the church of God is everyone who is saved. But here we see 5 that are and 5 that are not. And so if we look at the description of the 10 virgins, how would they be looked at? It'd be more of looking at it as Christendom itself. Because Jesus is saying throughout many of his exhortations, of the warning of those who are Christians, who use the name of Christ, that they indeed are not part of the church. The church is the bride. The church is those who are saved, who will be in eternity with him. And so he describes Jesus' words. He's describing five of these virgins as wise and five of them as foolish. Now, to be called foolish, meaning there is a complete neglect of anything that is of value. It's a neglect. They've neglected something here. And so it says they took, but it says they all took their lamps and they went forth to meet the bridegroom. They were all going out to meet the bridegroom. So, and they all, it says, they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Those that were wise took their lamps, but they also took oil in their vessels. And so when we consider here, as the bridegroom tarried, it says that they all slumbered and slept. And if we look at that, we know there are many warnings of in the epistles and in the gospels of that we would be careful not to sleep and so on. But if we really, I think, look through these 13 verses that we read, I think we could bring together that this sleeping is not really something that is sinful here, because he speaks of five wise virgins as they that slumbered and slept. And I believe that it is simply as these 10 virgins have gone out with their lamps that during the course of this period, because this is what we're reading here, is really the consummation of the age in which we are living in currently today. The age that we are in is coming to an end as Jesus is speaking here. He's speaking about that moment when it will all come to an end. And so the virgins, as they are going forth to meet the bridegroom, it is their life that they are living. And during the course of the life, there is slumbering, there is sleeping. But they took their lamps and they took oil. Five did, five didn't. And that doesn't, again, necessarily mean that that is the 50-50 are going to be saved and 50 won't, who call themselves Christians. But it is a rather alarmingly large number. And we know often through scriptures, Jesus says that many are called, few are the chosen ones, the ones who actually are the bride of Christ, waiting for that marriage and to be taken in. And so as the bridegroom is tarrying, which the bridegroom currently today is in this exact, we find ourselves in that time where the bridegroom is tarrying. He is waiting. It says, they all slumbered and slept, and at midnight there's a cry. And the cry is, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. And it says that all of them arose and they trimmed their lamps. And the foolish realized that they have no light. In light of the cry that the bridegroom, Jesus, is coming, there's a realization that the light is not there. But throughout this tarrying period that the bridegroom is tarrying and waiting, the virgins are all going about. They've got their lamps. They're going. They're meeting. Going forth to meet the bridegroom. They're living their life as if they are going to meet him, with the full expectations of meeting him. And the five that are unwise, it never dawned on them that they have no light. They have no light. And we know that Jesus says that ye are the light of the world. You're the light of the world. And now when the cry is coming out, Jesus is coming. The sound of the trumpet, the voice of the archangel, the cry that will be heard, I have no light. And so they ask the five wise, this is, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. They can't just ignite these lamps. You can't just create light. They can't do it. They need oil. And if we think about oil, what is the oil that is spoken of here? It says, our lamps are gone out. And the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. This oil is something that they cannot, the wise cannot give to those who are, it's not something that can be transferred from person to person. One can't give another, can't illuminate someone else in the sense that I can make your light shine now and I'll do it for you. They can't do it. It can't be done. In the Psalms 119, 105, verse 105, it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So we're starting to get a description of what this oil is. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, it says, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So the Word of God, the natural man cannot receive. Those are the spiritual things of God. The natural man cannot receive those things. They have to be given in understanding, and they cannot be known because they're spiritual discerned. In other words, the Holy Spirit of God must be there to be able to illuminate and to bring the Word of God to life within our hearts. Everything else is an effort by a man to do what is right. These virgins all had lamps. These virgins all had, the five foolish could be said of, as in James it says, that they are clouds without water. They have the promise of something, of rain, of relief, of something, and they have nothing. Clouds without any rain. And so this oil that these virgins are missing and have not can only be that which gives you and I the ability to be the lights in this world. And that is His Holy Spirit. It is His Holy Spirit that will give unto us the ability to discern His Word. And His Holy Spirit will enlighten and awaken me today and to you today, and to think, if I heard the cry right now, am I going to realize that I am illuminated by the Holy Spirit of God? There is evidence of His working in my life. I am the light of the world. I can point someone to Christ, and my works will not deny what my mouth is speaking. My life is in concert. It's in the same movement as the Spirit of God. So my life must be. And so the Word of God is brought to life to us, and it comes together with His Holy Spirit in our heart. So can a man be a Christian and not have the Holy Spirit of God? Can you and I, my brother and sister, claim to be a Christian how we conduct ourselves with one another, with those who are in the world, in our outbursts, in our materialistic ways, every aspect of our life, our modest lifestyles, and so on. Do they deny the working of the Spirit in our life? The five foolish virgins never thought about it. They went on the comfort of saying, "Lord, Lord, I love my Lord, I know my Lord, I'm serving my Lord, I'm waiting for the bridegroom to come. I'm his church." And when the cry comes, and this is something, dear ones, that I thought about, when the cry comes, there has to be, suddenly, see, because at that moment, suddenly, all the things that are so important to me today, so important enough that I will extinguish the Holy Spirit from my life, is suddenly of zero value to me. And so now I realize that I'm not even shining. I don't have any oil. Because those things dropped off. They're of no value when the cry is, "The bridegroom is coming." There's no value to anything in life. Those things drop off. Now, those things have to drop off today with the illumination of the Holy Spirit of God in our heart and life, bringing His Word together, and we see what is important and what isn't. And as Paul said, "I forfeited all those things." All those things that were so dear to me are just dung right now. Why? Because it's not important. And those things will keep me from the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord. I will never be able to love Him. I will never be able to shine as the light that He is calling me to be. Brothers and sisters, my dear friends, when the cry comes, we'll be able to know. And so today, the cry is, Jesus said, the cry is coming. Right now I am tarrying. The only thing that is waiting right now to be fulfilled is the cry. And so he says, he gives a warning. He says, "Watch. Watch therefore. For you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." It says, "So while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut." So those who were ready, when Jesus calls you and I, my brother and sister, the light of the world, you are ready to meet him. If you and I are lights in the world, we are ready to meet him. But in that which should really cause each one of us to really consider this saying is, the door was shut. They're on the wrong side of the door. The ones who called themselves Christians, who went to meet the bridegroom, who had the lamps and had the vessels, they had everything that they thought was needed. The door is shut and they're on the outside. And so they say, "Lord, Lord, open to us." And he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not." So if we were to hear the Lord is coming, and if we just thought in our mind when, that means we're already not ready. We're not ready to meet him. When? When does not matter to a child of God. What matters to a child of God is that he has oil. Oil in the Old Testament is often, or the Spirit of God often in the Old Testament is referred to as oil. And I believe that it's truly speaking of the Spirit of God here, that you and I, it's not something that we can go and purchase. It's something that is received through faith and through obedience and allowing and really looking into the life of Christ and seeing him as who he is, not was. I almost said who he was. Well, who he is and how he showed himself in the world when he walked here amongst mankind. And so the warning is watch. Watch because you don't know when he will come, when the Son of Man cometh. You don't know when he is, when that will be. And so the watch is when. Okay? I'll start at the New Year's resolution. Or I'll start as soon as I finish college. I'll start as soon as I get married. I'll start as soon as those things which what are more important than God himself, if anything is more important to you, you cannot receive him. And even when you would think that you did, if something is still more important to you, that you cannot live under the guidance of the Holy Spirit of God, who warns us, speaks to us. He speaks to us. Now, he's not going to speak to you if you close this word, because he speaks to us through his word. He's not going to, when you lay down, suddenly you hear him talking to you, hey, you better do this, or you better do that. Or he speaks to us when we are engaged in spiritual activities, reading, learning, applying his word to our hearts and to our lives, to grow in grace, to grow in favor, to grow so that the light would shine bright, to light a light, his word, a light to our paths. What is the light to my path? The Holy Spirit of God is the light. We know that Jesus says he is the light of the world. And so the only way you and I can shine is with him in us. Lord, Lord, open to us. I'm on the wrong side of this door. And you know, and just to hear, verily I say unto you, I know you not. In other portions of scripture, he says, I never knew you. Here he tells him, I know you not. And so, dear ones, none of us know that hour when he will come. But I believe that we have all been exposed to the word of God and to his teachings enough to know. And we would be able to spiritually discern if we diligently seek to see, will I be the wise virgin that trims the lamp and goes out to meet him? A life that is led by the Holy Spirit, discerning between false teachings, all the things that are spoken of. These five foolish virgins, they're building their spiritual house to make it look just like the five that were wise. There's no distinction made between them as they're traveling to meet the bridegroom. There's no distinction being made. They're walking together. The two houses that are being built are identical. The materials are all the same. Everything looks the same. But the foundation is missing in one. Christ is missing from these five foolish virgins. Christ is missing as the foundation and the building of a house. Do we see, dear ones, the Lord is speaking, warning us and telling us to watch. Be prepared. Don't just invoke the name of Jesus Christ as I love God and I'm a Christian, and our life just is an absolute disarray when we compare it to the life of Jesus Christ. Let's not dismiss our lifestyles if they are not in accordance to His word. Let's not dismiss our language that we use. Let's not dismiss our angers. Let's not dismiss, dear ones, those things which will lead us straight to hell. So the warning tonight for each of us, every one of us here, is watch. Watch, because we do not know. So that we would be ready to go and to meet Him. May God bless His word this evening upon our hearts. Amen.